USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, said Monday after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help in announcing, quote, "This is genocide," end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Viktor Orbán claimed victory in Hungary's general election on Sunday as his Fidesz party appeared on track to deliver the prime minister a fourth consecutive term. Quote, "We won a victory so big that you can see it from the moon, and you can certainly see it from Brussels," end quote. Orbán said in a speech in front of the Danube River on election night. With a monster music hit in the 70s, everybody learned about Smokey, Rubber Duck, and Pedal to the Metal.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
The country of Lithuania says it's cut itself off entirely of gas imports from Russia, becoming the first of European Union's 27 nations using Russian gas to break its energy dependence from Moscow. In 2015, nearly 100% of Lithuania's gas came from Russia, but the situation has changed drastically over the past years after the country built an offshore liquid natural gas import terminal, launched in 2014 in the port city of Klaipeda. President Biden continues to blame President Putin for the high energy costs in America. Thursday, Biden announced he will be releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day to help offset the price of gas. Senator Dan Sullivan, the Republican from Alaska on Newsmax Sunday, called the move as we approach the midterm elections nothing more than political window dressing.
Well, look, Joe Biden, he set the fire and now he's calling in the fire department. What do I mean by that? From day one, his administration has been focused on shutting down the production of American energy, on limiting and killing energy infrastructure, and on going to our financial institutions saying don't invest in American energy. Mm-hmm. Well, the predictable result has been much higher prices, people losing their jobs in the energy sector, and empowering dictators like Putin. That's what's happened. This strategic petroleum reserve announcement today, that is pure political window dressing. It's not going to get at the basic elements of what he's doing, which is limiting production and making energy more costly for Americans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.